You can listen to the Triple M Breakfast podcast anywhere. In the car, at work, in the showers. Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margot. Triple M
Breakfast. Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
What do we say? How good's Munster? How good? Can we just sit here all day going, how good's Lindsay Collins? Didn't think you'd be saying that on a Thursday morning.
How good's Queensland?
Carrigan. How good's Queensland? How good?
Valentine Holmes.
Can we rename him Valentine Clones? Because there were about seven of him out there. Was
how
he, Margot, was he everywhere?
Is that
everywhere.
His finest game? And Gagai, he's the Origin specialist, and he scored that first try. But where do you stop?
He's now up there with the most tries scored.
Potter, get him up there on a full fit.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
All right, can we run the rule over a few of the big moments of the game?
No.
I was worried about Rabs' replacement, Matt Thompson, but when he called his first Origin try, I thought, oh, that'll do me.
Here's Cook. Away to Cleary. Luai joining in. Whiten! Yes! Jack Whiten with the first try of Origin. That's his third Origin try, and the Blues strike first.
So that was all right. I'll have some things to say about Channel 9's commentary later, but that seemed all right. That wasn't a bad call of the first try. Got all the names right, which, let's face facts, the last few years, Rabs hasn't. So although we'd like to think of the great memory of Rabs, he's been a bit shit for the last 5 years. Can we just say that or not?
You can.
I won't
be indulging you.
You have.
Tickety tick. How did he go with the second try when Cobbo did the little grubber to Gagai?
Cobbo down the wing. He kicks back infield. Dane Gagai. A miraculous try from the Maroons.
Happy with that?
Did he say Dane Gagai?
Or did he?
Dane Gagai.
Dane.
Did he give us a bum steer? I did hear you pulled me up before. Someone said that was Cobbo's wrong foot, but you said, nah, that's his,
one
right,
of the
his good foot.
I've seen him kick. He's a right footer, surely. Yeah. That's why he's playing on the right wing. Or someone. If somebody grew up with Selwyn Cobbo, don't always believe the dribblers from Channel 9. I think that's what all right, Margo. So we get them out to 16-4 with that Daly Cherry Evans try.
Yep.
You beauty. Some good scrum holding back. If you haven't, hopefully we're helping if you haven't seen
it. Is that Junior Paulo? They were blowing up about that he got held back in the scrum.
Happens every scrum, though. Happens every day, every scrum.
He's too slow to get out of it. That's the responsibility of himself, is to get out of the scrum.
Did you like Valentine Holmes? We've already briefly spoken about him. But
how quick is he?
He kept on just mowing people down. How quick is he?
So quick.
Where did that come from?
And when they chased that ball down and he hit it out, he was like 2 metres behind Munster and whoever else was running.
He overtook him.
I was like, oh my God, he's so quick.
What, greyhound chasing a live bait? It was magnificent. But what about when he tackled Tedesco?
Some of the defensive efforts from Val Holmes tonight.
Yeah, what about it?
Who was that talking?
Is that Cam Smith?
Cam Smith was in there, was it?
He was interesting. I thought he was an assistant coach.
I'm not sure.
I'd like to start a movement, though, to rename him Valentine Clones, because it looked like there were seven
everywhere.
He was literally like a cartoon character. It was unbelievable.
What about Munster? He was madness.
Queensland scrambling. Stephen Crichton now up against Munster. He's pitched it.
Munster. Once again, there's 90,000 people in the stadium.
Rugby league's best one-on-one thief.
Isn't he? What a great call.
I love a good stripping of the ball.
God, he's loose. I hope he got a call from the Premier to congratulate him on behalf of Queensland last night.
We know how much she loves the rugby league.
I know. She loves a rugby league. And
rugby league.
You sent me this one. I didn't see it after the game.
Can I just stop down for a second? Because we've mentioned the Premier, and I don't think we're talking about it. The bet that they made with the New South Wales Premier.
What are we going
to
do?
So if Queensland wins the series, the New South Wales Premier, Dom Perrottet, has to light the Sydney Harbour Bridge in Maroon.
Brilliant.
If we lose, we have to light up the Harbour Bridge blue. The Story Bridge blue.
Well, what about pants down walking across the Harbour Bridge, pants down?
Get Dom Perrottet a set of whatever New South Wales wearing
last night.
Tedesco shorts. With no elastic.
No elastic.
Asses out everywhere.
Make him climb the Story Bridge.
Oh, my God. And if they win, Palaszczuk, Munster's going to pull her pants down. She'll walk across the the story bridge.
You know how he said, "Oh, Queensland is a second-rate state."
Yes.
Do you know what he said last night?
No.
He said, "Oh, I just only heard about the bet. What even is a story bridge?"
Now you don't know geography.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
You're an
you
idiot.
Tell him, Alfie. This is the dressing room. He wanted to go again. Alfie will die in the dressing room, won't he?
Yes,
he'll be 92 years of age.
He'll get hit by a beer can or something. He'll knock him out.
Overnight.
That's the only way Alfie could die.
Hey, listen, you give us a ring. What was your highlight of Origin? 133353. There were so many.
Yeah, jump on the burner phone as well. 0484101045.
Tim from Slacks Creek has called through. Did you watch the game, mate? Where were you? How were you?
Mate, of course I do. I got my Queensland beanie on, heading to work now. But I've got two moments from last night.
Yeah.
Being a massive Broncos fan, I think to see the person with the best smile in Queensland, Selwyn Cobbo.
He's good.
You know, when you make your Origin debut, you could either go, you know, at a young age, you look at Justin Hodges, you can either go one or two ways. And to see him perform last night was pretty outstanding. And the second one, you know, being a Broncos fan again, I think Paddy Carrigan is...
Yeah.
You know, copped some slack the past couple of years, been a bit one-dimensional.
Tim, did you think he was that good until last? That's his finest performance ever.
I run a Facebook page, and he's been copping slack for years, Paddy Carrigan. But I've said, once he gets his chance, he's going to be one of the best forwards in the game. And he mixed it well and truly with the best last night and performed on the big stage.
Even Andrew John said, Pat Carrigan, keep your eye on him. He's one to watch. He'll be here for a long time. He's just one of those players, like a Nate Miles, you know, like an Ash Harrison was, Corey Parker. They just do what they've got to do.
Stop right there, Tim. Tim, did you slot your own husband's name in there as one of the great?
Jesus, that's not...
I know. I was just talking about the greats of Origin, and she just put her husband's name in there for no reason.
But even going back to Cobbo, Tim, I'm just going to digress very quickly over that.
Tim loves it.
That pickup and that kick, like at 18, 19 years of age, Frank, in that massive arena, New South Wales domain, like just incredible. Brilliance.
It's beautiful.
Brilliance.
All right.
I'll leave Tim there. Oh, who's there? Scott.
Yeah, Scott
just
wants to chat.
We just want to read this off the burner phone. Sean from Sunnybank. Anyone else watching last night noticed that Fatty Vorton is looking a lot like Dawn Fraser?
There was lots of questions around that he was looking very old and pale and grey.
Hold on. Sean's got... That's great.
He says, highlight had to be Cotter playing 80 minutes on debut.
Well, he didn't know he was going to play 80 and then Nano got injured.
If that doesn't inspire his wife in the birthing suite, nothing will. That's right. She's about to give birth.
Sean from Sunnybank's on fire.
Scott from Cedarvale, can you wrap up this wrap up, please?
Yeah, mate. That statue that was on the panel after the show that was next to Cam Munster, I believe it was Phil Gould. I've never seen a bloke sitting so still. He just looked out of place and it's like. Was he stewing or
how good was it to have Phil Gould in the 80 minutes and do commentary during the game, only doing half time?
Not bias.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Maybe we can judge Phil's work like this, Scotty. Are you going to watch Billy the Kid, the new series on Stan?
Yeah, I'm very...
It does look good.
I got to hear his voice.
Phil from Thornlands just said, pain who?
Oh.
Question mark.
That's good stuff.
Silence the critics.
Well, if you want to get in touch, 133353, we want to hear from you. You're on Triple M.
With Marto and Margot.
Triple M's Briz Quiz, 10 past 8 every day we do that. Next week, that's worth $1,000 every day, if you don't mind.
Can we do a quick voice comparison between the screaming goats and that girl who yelled out Queenslander?
Yeah, which one do you want? Do you want...
Queenslander!
There's another one here.
Queenslander!
No, the first one. No, the screaming one.
Okay, all right, here you go.
Queenslander!
That's her.
I can run them together.
Queenslander!
Queenslander!
Hey, we can't work out what the name of that girl is, but there was five of them, wasn't there, last year when the Queenslander screaming women. You're giving everyone the big horn, love.
Now listen. She's getting an exorcism for her.
Let's talk Origin. Who have we got in terms of experts?
Corey Parker.
Good morning,
Corey Parker.
Morning, guys.
Corey, did you hear Margot, your wife, slip you into the list of Origin greats before? Were you listening?
I was listening, yeah. I'm very fortunate that she slipped me in there. I've heard that.
Well, at least I wasn't bagging you for once. There's going to be something said for that, surely.
That is nice. That
Blues had their pants pulled down last night. Corey Parker, you were at home watching Origin, no work commitments. What did you think of the game? What was your take on it?
Oh, I thought it was a terrific performance from Queensland. Obviously, there was a lot of anticipation around the game going into it. I thought the first half was played at an incredible pace. I mean, it was quick, it was physical, which Origin is, but some wonderful performance for Queensland. And, Billy Slater, congratulations to his first win.
We go through the debutants first. I've never seen every debut player play that well for their first time.
Yeah,
they were incredible. I thought Paddy Carrigan really had a game and announced himself on a stage of the highest quality. I thought, off the bench, he 30-something tackles, 18 runs, 160 run meters. He was exceptional. And then you go to Cotter, 48 tackles,
Cotter.
Up over 100 run meters himself in 80 minutes in the middle on debut. That's hard to do. Selwyn Cobbo, he was good out on the wing, set up a try for Dane Gagai. So it was an excellent performance. There was a lot of questions in and around the side and what they were going to do, and that they would have got an enormous amount of confidence out of that, as we all did from Queenslanders. I think going into that game, we're all a little bit confident, but you just never know how, as you mentioned, Marto, those four individuals or on debut, how they were going to go once the bright lights come on. As for the other mob, they've got some big concerns. I had some concerns over their team when they picked it going into it, whether Stephen Crichton was going to start, whether he wasn't. Jack White was exceptional for them. But then they had Borlo and also Cam Murray put back to the bench to start the game, which I thought really hindered them. I think Damien Cook is best off the back of a Cam Murray play the ball. He wasn't there. I thought Cleary was unsighted. Cleary and Luai unsighted, which you just don't see. So,
Do you reckon that hit, the first up hit on Yo, on Isaiah Yo? I know he didn't go off, but I reckon that rattled his brain a bit and he didn't really perform.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean,
How was he not taken from the field?
If that's a club game, he's off. It's a category one. He showed signs. Now, I'm not saying, to do that, but, his first influence in the game, he sort of stumbled out of the tackle. And he'd come good, obviously, but if, the word coming through on the Channel 9 commentary was he got the thumbs up, their trainers had a look at him.
From the sideline.
Special origin doctor.
Yeah.
Had you ever seen that many buttocks during a origin game before?
Well, as Margo will tell you, if they had an end-on shot of James Tedesco, there was freckle. There would have been a freckle hanging out.
Freckle.
Sure.
Well, we should ring Munster. See what he got.
It was very much a talking point amongst the men and the boys in our household last night watching it. And I was like, what are you guys, 12? Like, grow up.
A lot of bums, though. We've never seen that many bums. Is it a Freddie Fiddler tactic, Corey?
Do your drawstring up or something?
Yeah, but remember the jerseys were super tight the other year where Latrell Mitchell was running around in an extra small. Is this some sort of weird uniform tactic they've got going on?
Well, you do wear a tighter jersey, obviously, so you don't have, like the older days, like Marto's day, you'd have a big one jersey fits all sizes.
Big cotton, heavy cotton. But do you reckon they were stripper shorts? Were they special remove your gear really quickly shorts?
Not sure. Just a quick release, down it comes.
Can I ask a serious question before we...
Oh,
careful, mate.
Billy Slater, obviously, congrats to him and his first win as a coach.
Awesome.
Lots of talk around him being an emerging super coach from our one Ben Dobbin NRL insider. But, you've played under some incredible coaches and Mal really set the tone there in Origin around creating, culture and a vibe and the history of the club, of Origin, I apologise. Billy Slater, is this a long career for him or what does it look like, Coz? Is it about the coach or is it about the team, essentially?
Oh, look, you got to play your part. But in terms of tactically, coming up with a plan, it's very difficult because it's such a short preparation. The biggest bit from a coach's perspective is instilling that confidence within the group that they can go out there and get the job done. And whilst Mal tactically wasn't sort of one of the better coaches I've had, but what he did do is he gave you such confidence to go out there and fulfill a role for the jersey. Mm. And, Billy is very similar to that. Sure, Billy's got some, he'd know the opposition inside and out, but you know, he would have gave those individuals such confidence, along with, you know, Thurstow and Nate Miles and also Cam Smith and
He said last night he's played along seven of the players in the team. Like, he's coaching seven players that he's played alongside.
Yeah, it's a pretty unique situation, isn't it?
They'd feel safe because he's a fullback and he was a really good communicating fullback. He used to yell at them from the behind and tell them to go right. We need another one on the He's so clear and concise with his message.
He is. And listening to Daily Chair Evans talk during the week, that's what he said. And they said, "What's the one thing?" He says, "He's a very good communicator, which you need to be."
Yeah.
The other thing is, he's very much a realist. It's one game. Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's enjoy this victory and revel in it. But
we got 2 weeks to do a GoFundMe for Tedesco to get some drawstring for his for his shorts.
Well, it's a very big thank you to
Corey Parker.
One was wonderful.
Thanks, mate.
Corey Parker.
Okay, that's enough.
Bye, guys. Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Queenslander! Margo, there were a couple of firsts as far... God, they were good Queenslanders. A couple of firsts. There was first time so many buttocks were exposed during an Origin game. Tedesco was only too keen to show everyone his back end.
I'm happy for that to come back.
Okay.
No arguments here.
And the other one, about 5 to 8, about 15 minutes before kickoff, Paul Gallen and Boyd Cordner came out and they had, like, the trophy, the Origin trophy.
I saw this.
Boyd Cordner decided to bring his dog.
Is he holding a dog? Is it bring your dog to work day?
Well, I wasn't sure whether he was anxious. You know, some people get anxious and have to take the therapy
companion
dog.
Companion dogs.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, comfort animal.
Well, this is how it sounded.
Let's hear it tonight for Paul Gallen and Boyd Cordner. And also Bruce, the blue healer.
Bruce,
what's with that dog? I've just done my research.
What's with that dog in the Origin?
On the 2nd of August in 2020, there's a photo. Look how big it was last night. There's Brad Fittler with the blue healer when it was 9 weeks old. The Blues.
Cute.
It's a blue healer.
Bruce, the blue healer, official mascot for New South Wales Blues.
And I wondered who looks after it. Hopefully not Josh Adokar or Latrell Mitchell because they're not in the team. But it's out at some a disadvantaged youth centre in the northwest of Sydney.
Oh, that's nice.
It's for disadvantaged youth. You know how they've never got anything to look after. They park him out there, Bruce.
I think Bruce is a fantastic addition to our team, and I'm sure all of our passionate fans will get behind him and cheer for him too.
And?
Said Brighton's lawyers, New South Wales, Bruce.
Why haven't we got a dog?
You know what works perfectly?
We don't have a dog.
Blue healer as well. Just ticks. What
blue.
Was... I mean, we can't do Moreau.
Red cattle dog?
What was Red Dog? What was Red Dog?
Was he a Kelpie?
Kelpie.
Oh, my Kelpie's red. But what about a Red Setter? You know, those big, goofy Irish dogs?
Sure. What about a big boxer?
Oh, hold on.
Or a big Great Dane.
What about we stop and say 133353, what sort of dog should the Queensland Origin adopt?
Oh, look what I've just read.
What?
The blue healer breed is distinctly Australian, also stands for all the same qualities that New South Wales players do.
What's that?
Mateship, loyalty, discipline,
doesn't wear
work
pants.
Ethic.
Who's everywhere?
What sort of dog should Queensland have?
Staunch.
We need
resilient.
A dog.
I mean, does it have to be a dog? Could we get a red panda?
What about a little bulldog?
What animal?
Koala.
Oh, my God.
We need
chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Origin, stop it. What sort of animal says Queensland Origin?
Give us a call. 133353.
Christine from Wynnum West. Ruby Cav. Is that a ruby red cavalier?
Hey, listen
Hers is wearing a jersey.
What about Order from Ormo? This sounds like my Ted. A red dog Kelpie. Tough, relentless, and a goer.
Goer.
How about David in Alexandria reckons a big red kangaroo.
Oh, big
boxing.
Roo.
Big
oh,
red
yes. Imagine that.
Tony from
running
Sherwood.
The water on like Alfie with Alfie and the water's in its pouch and Alfie just reaches in. Give us some of that.
Yeah, Alfie's in the pouch.
Alfie's in the pouch. Because he's slowing down, Alfie.
Nikki from Goodnar, 133353. What do you reckon our Queensland mascot dog should be?
Oh, g'day. yeah, I reckon I'm a big fan of rescue dogs and I'm definitely saying something with a whole heap of mongrel in it, mate.
Oh, it's got to have a bit of mongrel in it.
A bitzer, just a rough-ass dog.
Yeah, absolutely.
bit of Arab, Bull Arab, bit of Great Dane.
Oh, nothing says Queensland.
Bit of terrier. Yeah,
just find one roaming the streets of Logan and just put a jersey on it.
What about those Roman nose Bull Terriers, one of them?
Yeah.
Just on the rescue dog, what about an old greyhound?
Oh, whip it.
Yeah. Whip it again. Getting out to the injured player quickly.
Cam Smith always had the body of a greyhound, I think, and it worked well for him. Never injured.
Great suggestion there, Nikki, from Goodna.
Well, look at this. Is that Adam from Ipswich? Spray paint one of Margot's poodles. Hilarious.
Matt from the Sunny Coast. Hello.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Queensland fan. Watched the game last night.
No, I'm actually a Blues supporter, to be honest with you.
Okay. Have you got a suggestion for us? Because you guys have got, of course, the blue cattle dog, Bruce. What could Queensland have?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with you, Margot. Well, I own Bull Terriers, and they just reminded me of a Bull Terrier last night. They were just down, relentless, tough.
It's ripped in.
Were they?
That's just ripped in, got it. Pat Carrigan, I'll tell you.
Did you know he had that in him?
Yeah. We've been watching him come on. They shifted him to lock in with the Broncos. Yeah. And he's been the best player all season. He's a machine.
Yeah, just
and that's coming from a Blues supporter.
Good fantastic. Foot speed.
Yeah, I like it. Bull Terrier.
And well done for dragging yourself out of bed and fronting up this morning, Matt, after the defeat.
I've got to work.
You're going to go to work? You're going to turn up with a Blues jersey on today?
Nah, not at all, mate. Me multi didn't get up last night, so I'm working.
Of course it did. Hey, what sort of dog would Munster be if he was a dog? He's a crossbreed, isn't he? Are you bitter?
What are those, like, real ADHD dogs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You just can't ever slow them down.
That's a helpie.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
There was some strange behaviour last night, though, wasn't there?
It was all a little bit different because we spoke to Rabs Warren yesterday and he wasn't calling it anymore. And that was strange enough when you get suddenly get that Matt Thompson, but we've come to the conclusion he seemed to be okay.
He did all right.
His job's to go ball by ball, but I tell you what, the commentary box was a bit different because Billy Slater was... They were going to him in the commentary box. You know, he was normally Brad Fittler's on the sideline. He's in a coaching box.
They had Andrew Johns in there. He was supposed to be the colour, and then Cam Smith was the expert. It's a little dull, but anyway.
Yeah, hey, I mean, we would have preferred
Corey Parker.
Well, he works for Fox, and I usually get my fix of footy on Fox, where they don't interrupt the show with that. They don't interrupt the game as long as there's football on. They don't go to an ad while someone's got an ankle injury, go to a Zuzu ad. It was very bizarre.
I wouldn't be surprised, rumour-file, if Andrew Voss gets offered a job at Channel 9 and goes across from Fox to 9.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because
he is the best outside of Ray Warren. He is the best.
So let's talk about the ads because there were some bizarre things
around. What about that?
Well, Andrew Johns works for Channel 9. Matty Johns, the star of Fox Sports Rugby League, did a McDonald's ad together, which is quite bizarre.
It's all about making big calls under pressure, especially after the final whistle. Medium, large, what am I going to order?
Oh, hurry up. One for me and one for my brother.
You got a brother?
A post-game feed, six-pack of nuggets.
Their acting was nearly as bad as the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
I would have preferred to see Andrew Johns asleep at Wellcamp Airport eating a burger on his head anyway.
You know what else is strange? And I'm such a fan. I love Katy Perry. And, of course, we love Menu Log. Talk me through this.
No, you talk me through it.
My favourite one was...
Isn't this Snoop Dogg? He normally does these ones.
Yeah, there's a heap of celebrities that do them. She's the latest one. Yeah. My favourite one was coming home from the club, eating my sub in the tub.
A
Subway in the tub after coming home from the club.
How much do they pay for that? Hillary and my daughter and I were...
At least.
I said 10.
You reckon 10?
10 million.
I think Snoopaloop got a mil, I think.
I don't have to pay it. It's easy just to say 10 mil, isn't it?
Mm.
Have you got that other one? There was a really weird one. I went, what's this?
Anaconda's Fish of Origin is back for 2022. Sports greatest
fish
rivalry heads offshore. Get into Anaconda to land big fish and bigger deals.
Anaconda's Fish of Origin. Fishing against each other. Gordon Tallis and Matt Rogers fishing against a couple of blues.
I actually saw that the other day and thought it was strange. But I thought, that's a really fun idea. We should do that for Triple M because we have a lot of our listeners that love fishing. We could have done a state of fish as well.
Fish of origin.
Whatever it was.
Hasn't cut through with you.
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Guys, we've been talking about this for a while, the crazy used car market, but listen to this now. Used car dealers, because they've got no cars in their yards, are now ringing clients that they sold cars to say, hey, listen, you know that Mazda I sold you a few years back? Can I buy that back off you?
No.
So they got, it's gone insane. And I wanted to check, and this bloke that's made of ours, he's been on the show before, Peter Deaver from chairman of the used car division of Motor Traders Association of Queensland. He knows his used cars. How are you, mate?
Mate, really well.
Have you heard insane stories like this before, mate?
Oh, mate, it is just ridiculous. You know, I talk to MTAQ member dealers all the time, and some of the lengths they're going to find cars, they're trawling Facebook Marketplace and messaging people at 9 or 10 o'clock at night trying to buy their car off.
Incredible. We heard a rumour a few weeks ago that we announced on this show that car yards won't be doing their end of financial year sales because A, they've got not enough cars to be able to just give them away, and B, they got no stock to do sales on.
Well, I normally carry about between 25 and 30 cars. We're down to, I think this morning, 9. And I'm heading out to the auctions this morning, which we now refer to as the raffle. And
know what you're going to get.
I went out last week and I spoke to one of the owners of one of the auctions about a particular vehicle. And the price guide I got was, late nines, that's probably going to make. And I thought, right, I'll have a crack at that. And it pulled $13,300. The old adage was the profit's in the buying, but that's been thrown out the window now. I think people are working on the assumption that I just need to own the car and then I'll worry about what I can ask for it once I've got it.
So, Pete, what's going on? Microchip shortage? Is inflation affecting us? Price
floods?
Of oil? Flooding?
Well,
is it everything?
It's the flood. Okay. It's a combination of everything. Everyone talks about us being in unprecedented times. Yeah. This is just boiled over into ridiculous. And the other problem is that people are now looking at cars and finding that they're repairable write-offs. There are flood damaged cars that are suddenly reappearing in the market.
Yeah, I
had someone in my business premises last week, and the first thing they said to me, is this a repairable write-off? I said, no, none of our cars are repairable write-offs. And she said, oh, that's a relief. Well, the last 8 cars we looked at were all repairable write-offs.
Oh, wow.
Hey, can I ask, you know how the RBA sent up the interest rates by 0.5, trying to slow everyone spending down. Will that affect housing, obviously. Will it affect used cars?
I think there'll be a little bit of a knock-on effect there as people suddenly pull up and think about their family budget as a whole and that potential for replacing the car might just get knocked back a few months or while they wait and see. We talk in terms of 3 different styles of buyers. There's the at-need buyer and then there's the bored buyer. The at-need buyer is someone who's had their car stolen, written off or destroyed, has to buy a car. The casual buyer is someone who's just bored with his car who might take 3 months to make his mind up on what he wants to get.
That's me.
It's Margot Parker.
I'm currently scrolling car sales as we talk. What goes up must come down. How and when does this level out and go back to some sort of normality? Or is this the new normal?
What is normal?
Yeah.
We've all looked at it from the beginning of COVID. We had the superannuation withdrawal wave.
Oh, yeah.
Then we had the expats returning from overseas wave, which probably sucked 250,000 cars out of the used car marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
That's the unknown quantity. No one's realised that 500,000 Aussies came back to live in Australia. Now, if 1 in 2 needed to buy a car, that put the pressure on the used car market. The new car market contributes stock to the used car market. For every new car that's sold, there's one that's traded in generally. That's not happening. So there's this absolute drought from a supply line. It's down to a trickle. Good friend of mine on the Sunshine Coast who's quite wealthy, collects Porsches, and he's bought a lot from a well-known classic car dealer in Melbourne, and they have been ringing him, offering him profits of over $100,000 on certain cars that he's got in his collection, saying, we have buyers for that car. Will you sell it? He paid like $180,000. They're offering him $300,000 for it.
Incredible.
So all the husbands who've copped grief over the years from their wives for buying rubbish cars, this is your time, boys.
Cash in. Hey, Pete,
alive.
You've been brilliant. Peter Deaver, chairman of the Used Car Division of Motor Trade Association Queensland. Thanks for all that, mate.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Margo, we've probably banged on enough about the terrific, epic Origin win last night and how good Cotta. Sorry, I missed that. Can you do it again?
They interrupt sometimes, Marto. I apologise.
Our second Origin is in Perth. Thank you, love.
Mate.
Third Origin back here. We might have already wrapped it up. So there were so many wonderful things. The 3, the bunch of C's, the Cotta, the Carrigan and the Cobbo were wonderful debuting. Holmes was wonderful. Mm. We've spoken about all the wonderful stuff, but now it's time. to have a frank assessment of Channel 9's performance. 8:10 kickoff advertised, eh? What time did that actually get underway? Did anyone look at their watch after the national anthem and the referee and the countdown clock went on? You know, the lights went off, on, off, on, off. It was like a disco.
I'm going to say closer to 8:20 than 8:10.
Thank you.
Producer Snowy, who's an absolute Origin of footy nuffy, he reckons that he looked at his watch when the anthem started. It was 8:13, Mato. Okay. So do the math from there.
Okay. No, all I want to say is I saw that Andrew Abdo, who's head of the NRL, la, 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 whatever he does, he wants to get more eyeballs on footy. He says, I want more people watching rugby league. Well, I tell you what, the future of the game would be...
earlier.
Kiddies.
Do you want the... he's got...
yeah, what exact time. The
exact time. What 8:14:54 was
okay.
Kickoff.
That's 8:14. It finished around 10:30 last night. Mm. Now, we wake up early, so we need to go to bed early. We're all a little bit tired.
Oh, I told you, I fell asleep during the second half. I was tired.
I went to bed and watched the last 10 minutes on my phone because that's... and you imagine a kid, a 10-year-old kid, the future of the game. I'll put it to you. I just want to put a proposal. The whole thing, that 7 o'clock...
why does it have to be
when
so
the
late?
News finished at 7 o'clock, yeah. I'll tell you what, it had to be finished late and went till 8:14. That is, you agree on it, 75 minutes of Andrew Johns talking nonsense, Brad Fittler talking nonsense, Cam Smith talking nonsense, all them talking nonsense in between, very expensive ads, and we've spoken yes. about the ads. I'll put it to you, if we all signed a document to Channel 9, if I put a petition around going, I promise to watch 20 minutes of ads at 7 o'clock as long as you put kickoff on, yeah. would you sign that?
I would sign that.
Me too. I'd just sit there and they, if you've got to do a test before they put the game on, you've got to do a test about the ads. Like, what show is Gus Gould advertising last night?
Oh, Mardo.
Billy the Kid.
Could you watch 20 minutes back-to-back of this, mate?
Discover the man behind the legend. The fastest gunslinger in the West. This is the origin of the legend.
Okay, that's enough.
But if you told me that I didn't have to watch that shit-eating James Bracey, if I didn't have to put up with him before the game, I'd watch 20 minutes of that.
Because you're right, it is. It's about the kids. And I had four kids there, so excited. Maroons, jerseys, shorts, hats, scarves, ready to go and watch it. And there was only one standing towards the left
thank
of it.
Thank you. Yeah.
One dropped right. before kickoff even happened. The other
the
one
kids.
Dropped off halfway through. And, like, it just they it didn't get
Billy
to watch it.
I thought that was a satire that Gus Gould did there. I thought he was taking the mickey out of Billy Slater. Now, Billy the Kid, whatever you want to call him, he was wonderful. What are you
William
calling
the
him?
Conqueror, you mean?
William the Conqueror, he's
they're
been
saying
called this
that it was the best performance. They're saying in 42 years history, it was Queensland's greatest victory. And William the Conqueror has brought back
that?
The old-fashioned Queensland spirit from
is
the glory
Dobbo,
years.
Is Dobbo writing this? Because he went the early crow.
Is there anything there about Billy Slater being outstanding mathematically? Because we used to always talk about him. He was the man who counted defence. I need another one on the left. I need two on the right to plug a hole because he could just, his mass was incredible. Well, in retirement, it seems to have let him down. This is, if you couldn't wait up that late, this is from Billy Slater's post-match interview. You tell me, because his attention to detail is incredible.
We had a 9-hour day on Monday. You know, we left the hotel at 1 in the afternoon and we didn't get back till 9 at night. 11 at night. I didn't even know if that's 9 hours, but it's a long time. I only went to grade 11.
If they got back at 9 or 11, it's still not 9
that's
hours.
Why you wrote track
it was
work.
8 or 10.
That's why I wrote track work.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
Well, hey, let's go through a couple of rumours that have already been delivered. We got a tip-off from a member of the Triple M call team that Paul Gallen was going to be paid $20,000 by the NRL back in 2014 to ignite interest in the State of Origin series. Well, Paul Kent confirmed that rumour on NRL 360.
Let's remember, a few years back they got Gallen to come out and publicly bag, they privately paid in to publicly bag Queensland, called him two heads in a ring. They gave him $20,000 for that.
Oh.
Rumour.
Privately paid him
confirmed.
To publicly bag us to generate interest. Incredible. Can I do another one? You know how we were saying this is another rugby league one, just quickly. Well, here it is.
Now, just a reminder too, if you want to get closer to the action, head to Nine now, where you'll find additional live streams, including Spider Cam, player cams and coach cams, all on your phone or device, and you can do it while you watch the main event on your big screen. Just head to 9now.com.au or download the app.
Was that last Friday we told you
we don't
that?
Need a reminder. We told you.
Don't mess around.
What about Truma. This one, Marto? Even though you've got a couple of trumours there, what about this for a rumour?
What do you got?
It's still about Origin. We've been tipped off by Harry about some drama in Maroons camp in the lead up to game one. While Billy and Cam and JT were fronting the media, talking about, oh, how great the game's going to be. It's going to be smooth sailing in camp. Well, we can tell you that it wasn't the case.
What happened?
Because Harry's tipped us off that the fuzz... that's the police, have busted the Maroons. Well, the Maroons bus. The Maroons bus.
What do you mean?
It was in danger of being impounded for parking illegally in the lead-up to the game.
Now, I saw it pull up last night at the stadium. That's the bus they drive around Brisbane in, Bell Baker.
The big Maroons
Maroon
bus.
Yeah, they must have driven that down to drive them around Sydney.
Yeah, well, apparently there was a Parramatta parking inspector who was trying to overstep his mark, I think.
Could you imagine if the bus got impounded, the poor Uber driver who had to put up with Cam Munster to get him back to the hotel?
Oh, no.
Shit. Would have been just a one-man party
but
in the back.
Parking fine. Wonder if they'll
get extra for a bus.
Cop one and B, if they'll pay it. Who pays it? Who pays for that?
I think we all chip in with our $30,000.
GoFundMe. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right. If you want to send us a rumour, we would like to hear it. 133353. $1,000 on the line if it becomes a trumour or the burner phone. 0484 10 1045.
Mato and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Triple M's Briz Quiz, 10 past 8 every day. We do that, Marto. And just a heads up, $1,000 a day next week. Every day with Briz Quiz.
She's added help with the cost of living, and I keep hearing about it every single day from all these political commentators, from economic. Can we just state, are you an economist? Did you do economics at university? Me neither, Dan.
Engineering, so
we
close.
Are not. I did human movement. We're not.
International business.
International business.
Yeah,
we're not.
Probably the closest. Yeah,
but it's not economist.
It was just a diploma. Yeah, but and I didn't really.
Can we help people out here with this economical stuff? people are going, cost of living. Oh, do you know how much what do you call those lettuces? The nice ones? Iceberg lettuce.
Iceberg. $12.
Oh, we should keep owning that. And you know.
Thank God for cabbages.
Can we just tell people? In terms of KFC. Zucchinis are expensive. Broccoli is expensive. Cucumbers expensive. Snow peas and beans.
Grapes. I paid $30 a kilo the other day.
30?
Can you turn it up? I don't know what shop you're going to. Did you see those grapes I had? They were $5.
Mine,
okay.
Mine were special ones from Perth, Marto.
Now, what I do bring is a knowledge of the markets. My family's all from Stanthorpe, okay? And for years, I understand.
Broccoli?
When a fruit or vegetable is in season, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
When the lettuces, et cetera, have been knocked out, the Lockyer Valley, et cetera, has been knocked out by floods, it'll take a little while. No one's going to get scurvy. Don't buy $12 lettuces.
What about the good old cos lettuce? Get into that.
Buy anything that's cheap. Anything that's in season is cheap. Like right now, we're in winter. Therefore, citrus will be a good price and it won't be coming from the USA. You'll be buying our stuff. No one's going to get scurvy. You're not travelling across with Captain Cook on the Endeavour for 11 months. No one's going to die. Just don't buy it. If you want to save money, don't buy it.
You know what's ruined it? There's a theory floating around here that buy now, pay later has just ruined everyone's expectations because you're like, I can't afford it now, but I can't afford a quarter of it.
I had a conversation with two ladies the other day and they were talking about the cost of living pressures and she said, when we were growing up, back in our day...
Give me what did she
you
say
You couldn't
then?
Afford it. You didn't buy it.
Supply and demand.
Or if you wanted it, save.
Save.
She said, I lent my son $50 the other day and I walked into his house and he had one of those curved screen TVs.
That's right.
And she thought, you're borrowing money off me because you're buying crap that you can't afford, that you don't need.
Preach.
How do we...
Simple.
So did she repossess his TV until he paid it?
He said, I got it on Afterpay, Mum. She went, what's Afterpay?
It's technically not mine. I only had a quarter of it.
Yeah.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.